Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bettendorf Plan and Zone Commission meeting for January 18th, 2012, the first meeting of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Roll call, please.
Bennett, Gallagher, Kapler.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Rafferty. Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Okay, you have all received the minutes from the last meeting. Does anyone have any additions, corrections, or adjustments?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve the minutes of the December 21st, 2011 meeting as submitted.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. This is the Plan and Zone Commission. We're a recommending body to the City Council, which makes the final decision. Normal activities in front of the Plan and Zone Commission would be rezoning requests, preliminary plats and final plats, site development, landscape plans, and plan unit development plans. Tonight we have a couple of final plats and a site development plan, and we can hear from staff.
Mr. Chairman, the first case before us deals with Haley Heights First Edition. It's basically this area outlined here in red. It's part of an overall platted area, preliminarily platted area right here. And this subdivision, formerly preliminary plat, you basically have this area right here with lots 1 through 17 and 53 through 79 being included. There are outlots for stormwater detention. Outlot C is something that's being discussed right now between the city and the developer. At some point that'll be resolved as to what may occur with this. It's being discussed amongst different department levels. The final plat basically is outlined here with the 45 lots access coming in off of Hopewell. There will also be a connection here further to the west with an adjoining subdivision in the future. Coming in off of Hopewell, you do have Charlie Chase Lane, and then you do have 59th Avenue, 57th Avenue, and then Vandergrift Court right here. Staff, in looking at this particular plat, would want to make sure that we have stormwater design completed, and then also the conveyance issues here relating to this outlot C taken care of, as well as some other issues just dealing with basically any stormwater or any other type of conveyance issues. We're going to get those, hopefully we'll get those resolved before this goes to City Council. But for the most part, staff has listed all these concerns out in your report. We would ask that we do recommend approval for this particular final plat, and we recommend approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Comments from the commission?
Is there going to be a sidewalk along Middle Road there? I mean, there is one along Hopewell, isn't there?
There's one anticipated, I believe, on the north side of Hopewell. I'm assuming on that side of Middle there will be, but if the city is conveyed outlot C, I imagine that would be our responsibility to pick up for that, anything that would be along here.
Uh-huh. I would just ask then, in the larger scheme of things, where's the route from Hopewell down to the bike path? What direction are we going, or how do we get down there?
I think that would be along the northerly side, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's where the recreational trail was anticipated. I believe it's 10 feet in width.
And where does it go south?
I think it may go on this side, on the east side.
Greg, if I may, the recreational trail on Hopewell Avenue is in. It's complete. You know, it's on the north side. And I think what is planned is a connection between 53rd and Hopewell Avenue will be along Middle Road on the west side. So it'll be along this side.
Thank you.
which will take care of any sidewalk requirement.
And that would be the city's responsibility in, through this section on Middle Road?
That's correct.
Okay.
Greg, what are some of the considerations for the city or by the city for that Outlot C?
Well, we want to attempt to take a look and see if it could be designed maybe as some type of green space, outlot detention area for regional containment of stormwater. We still haven't really hammered out all of the details yet on the conveyance of that, what considerations there will be, but we will be meeting with the developer soon and trying to resolve that.
But there's little doubt at this point that conveyance is part of the transaction and the planning then, or that's still up in the air?
We aren't going to get ahead of ourselves on that. We just want to make sure that we have an understanding between the city and the developers to how we might proceed in any type of conveyance. This lot is greatly constrained because of this 100-foot setback here, and then you have a floodplain that runs in this area. So the lot in and of itself, even if there wasn't the 100-foot setback, there's an encroachment enough of this 100-year floodplain into it to render it pretty well much worthless because the plain cuts in and out of that lot. It's not straight through. It's not a straight line.
I had one other question. It's regarding item number 8, placement of the hammerhead turnaround at the end of 57th. Does that show an actual hammerhead, or is it just the same width of the street down there?
And it doesn't show the hammerhead drawn in, but that will be a requirement given the length of this Charlie Chase Lane cutting into 57th. There's too many lots there, so there will have to be a hammerhead in this area.
And that's not part, or will never be part of this development? That'll be a permanent hammerhead, we think?
No,
there?
This is going to be developed further.
Okay.
Right here, you've got this area right here. This is going to be eventually developed all in through here.
Okay.
So when we approve this, the outlot is not a part of it then?
At the present, the conveyance to ownership to the city is not a part of it. The outlot is part of this plat, but it is not part of what we have as anything that the city owns.
But it's not, it isn't buildable and won't.
It is not.
No.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I just have one other question. Greg, there's quite a few contingencies here in your staff recommendation, maybe a little bit more than I'm used to seeing. We're pretty trusting of the staff and their recommendations as to how they move projects forward. It just makes me a little uncomfortable that there may be some major issues that haven't been resolved yet. So I guess I'm just looking for some reassurances from you that you feel like these are all issues that you can gain some consensus on to keep this going in the right direction.
Pretty much engineering related as to making sure that the stormwater is conveyed the way it should be. And those are engineering plans that our city engineer will look at. They'll have to be evaluated before this does go to city council. And then any conveyance issues regarding Outlot C consideration, things of that nature, an agreement being drawn up, all have to be rectified.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Any comments from the audience? If there are, if you would address us from the podium on my right and your left back there. No comments from the audience. I guess we'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the case 12003 be approved but subject to the staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case number 12003. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Next case, Greg.
This next one is Mason Run First Edition. Can be basically, you can come up Middle Road to access in the Forest Grove Drive right here, and it's in the northwest corner of this overall preliminary platted area up here. Preliminary plat shows, and this is facing north this direction, This is the area that we're talking about right here in the northwest corner. We're talking about, in this instance, lots 1 through 6, 91 through 93, 111 through 122, and then 162 through 167 of the preliminary plat being joined here. 27 lots in total, and access is achieved by coming down Ginger Creek Road. Can either then go over to 65th Street, which there will be more development over here, McFade Avenue right here, which could connect to anything adjacent and the parcel that is not owned by the developer, and then Ryan Road, which will go further south. Stormwater detention will be anticipated for this area right here. There's an easement area that's already been established. We do have a drawing from the engineer, and the water would be conveyed from this site into this basin, which would be an easement area for drainage and detention. This is an enlargement showing lots once again. Staff, in looking at this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Comments from the commission, please.
There's no changes from the preliminary plat as far as how this is laid out, correct? It's just
it's
a small portion of it.
It's pretty much the same. It's just renumbered, yeah.
Okay. And in the last case that we looked at, there was some question about hammerheads for turnarounds. This is a small enough parcel that we don't need to look at that?
We would have one here at Ryan Road. This down here, typically, if we do need a hammerhead, has to go more than the length of one lot, because then the vehicle could back up here, make their way back out here, whereas this, there isn't any arrangement for that, so there'd need to be a hammerhead down here at Ryan Road.
Any other questions from the commission? Any questions or comments from the audience? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12004, subject to staff recommendations.
I second it.
And including the hammerhead.
We have a motion and a second to approve case number 12004. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. And that would take us to case 12006, I believe, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, this is the school site, Hope Elementary, right here. This particular orange area is the lot in which the school is situated. And we have Hopewell Creek, part of it running through here. This is the basically the school looking toward the east facing, and you've got three protruding structures coming out of here, out of the school itself. It's this middle one right here where the addition is going to be added. And this is a head-on view right here showing that middle portion, showing approximately where the building will be right here. And it'll be coming out. This is already anticipated originally on the site plan that had been submitted in the past. And this is basically, you have two lots here. This is the detention area, or part of it where the water will be conveyed off-site from the school, and this is the main body, this lot. And then, to show on the overhead here, essentially the site plan, here's your means of getting into the school area, here's the parking lot, this is the addition right here. It's about 4,300 square feet that's being added in for classroom space. This shows an enlargement of that area, effectively. This is your parking lot up to the north. This is your means of access, the sidewalk. This is the area to be newly enclosed. The sidewalk that's existing, this will be taken out right here. And then you'll have a walk that will come over here, replace that. And effectively, that's what you have for your classroom addition in looking at this. There's also the elevations, and it'll be an earth tone type color, similar to what is already available out there at the site. Staff, in looking at this and reviewing this, we had very little that we saw need to be added. I think we required that there be four trees added. We prorated the square footage of this building relative to the school itself that's already there, and that's the figure that was arrived at. So other than that, there wasn't really much, and that's why we recommended approval of the site plan. I'd ask if there are any questions.
Any questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, any, Pat?
Nope.
Any questions or comments from the audience? Guys are out there not saying anything tonight. Okay. Having no comments from the audience, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case number 12-006, a site development plan for 3900 Hopewell Avenue, subject to one staff recommendation.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 12-006, subject to the staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Okay. That would bring us to our commission update. Bill?
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, the City Council approved the amended final plat of the Legends of Hopewell Creek, third edition. In addition to that, just give you a couple of highlights. We did build 132 new houses last year. About $36 million in residential valuations, new construction. Total valuations in all permit construction calendar year 2011, just under $82 million. So that was a surprising year for us. Based on what we had done in two years prior, so I think.
Do you have by chance, Bill, how that compared to prior years, ballpark?
Our highest year ever was 07, and that was 100 million. So 82 million,
that's pretty good.
That ranks
pretty
up good. There as one of the better ones, doesn't it, Mr. Jigger?
That's a surprise.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Good. Appreciate that's all the staff work on that, Bill.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think I'd entertain a motion. To adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second it.
We're adjourned. Thank you.